Located on the plain between the Marne River to the south and the Aisne River to the north, on the traditional invasion route toward Paris, or toward the Rhine, depending on who was on the offensive, Mourmelon was in an area that had witnessed many battles through the centuries. Most recently, the area had been torn up between 1914 and 1918. The artillery craters and trenches from the last World War were everywhere. American doughboys had fought in the vicinity in 1918 at Chateau Thierry and Belleau Wood. The transition from front line to garrison duty was quick. The first day in camp featured a hot shower and a chance to launder clothes. The second day, the company had a marching drill. The next day, there was a regular retreat formation with cannon firing and inspection. On November 30th, the mail caught up with the men, boosting morale 100%. One might have thought that after more than 2 months on the front line, the paratroopers would have wanted to sleep for a week. But after one or two experiences of that miracle that is a soldier's night's sleep, the boys needed a physical outlet for their energy and some nonsensical way to release the built-up tension. On December 1st, everyone got a pass to Reims. So did the men of the 82nd Airborne, camped nearby. The mix was volatile. Although Reims was crawling with MPs, because it was Eisenhower's HQ, there was plenty to drink, and thus plenty of drunks and plenty of men who wanted to fight. "What's that eagle screaming for?" an 82nd man would ask his buddies when they encountered someone wearing the Screaming Eagle shoulder patch. "Help, help, help," was the reply, and a fist fight would start. On December 4th, all passes to Reims were canceled because, as one trooper put it, "the boys won't behave in town." Division tried to work off some of the excess energy by ordering five-mile marches, parades, and lots of calisthenics. It also organized games of baseball, basketball, and football. It borrowed football equipment from the Air Force, flown in from England. Tryouts were held for a Christmas Day Champagne Bowl game between the 506th and the 502nd. Those who made the team practiced for 3 hours and more a day. For other entertainment, Division set up three movie theaters and opened a Red Cross club. The chow was superb. Several days after arrival at Mourmelon, the men got paid in the mess hall at the conclusion of dinner. Sergeant Malarkey drew his pay and had started out the door when he noticed a crap game in progress. A hot shooter had piled up a big bankroll. Malarkey thought he could not possibly continue to throw passes, so he started fading the shooter.